oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair, the hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Guest today is Arthur Christian. He's got a wonderful website. It's called Love for Life. That's all spelled out, loveforlife.com.au. Joining us from Australia, where, oh, I don't know, it's about noontime, I think, or something like that out there. It's Wednesday, too.
Yep. Four minutes past 12 in the fiction of Wonderland.
Yeah. Well, let's continue with this notion. Oh, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Well, you want to get back? I was talking about the names, the concept of the names.
We talk a lot about that on this show. The surname, yeah. what the representation of the name is, the incorporation of, if you will, the Christian name with the state name, to merge and create something that's not quite a slave not quite a man. It's somewhere in between. No blood, no inheritable rights, no nothing. But it also takes away what you were talking about before the break, which is this notion of responsibility. And I think that's the ultimate issue of everything.
It is. And it is. And that's why we talk to lots of different people from different faiths, and that, like, people like with Holy Book believers, and we say to them, if you give your home to someone to look after while you go away, and you come back and they completely trashed your home, would you let them have it again after you fix it all up again, particularly if they don't show any signs of being responsible for what they do? And they say, well, you know, obviously, no, they wouldn't do it. I said, well, do you think that the Creator, your Father, that you say exists, who's given you this amazing paradise, will let you back into His heaven after you've trashed His earth all the time while you're a Christian and being newborn or not? Because that's the fact, is that nearly everyone is a consumer of nature. Because that's when you're lost in the system, all you're doing is doing harm. You're destroying everything. You're relying on concrete, steel, and plastic, and telecommunications, and we're relying on dead things that come out of living things. And we have to become slaves for these dead things, because, see, the dead things don't have any free will. There's no consciousness in there. Like with nature, we don't have to be worried. We don't have to be concerned about the horse, because the horse takes responsibility for its whole creation of what it does and passes it on to its foal, and the foal grows, and the procreation of that just continues on. But with dead things, like the Sydney Harbour Bridge, or, you know, so the Eiffel Tower, or, you know, other things that are dead in the world, there's nothing there. So we have to take man from nature to now become the painters, the cleaners, the scrubbers, the washers, the workers, the laborers, for these dead things that can't do anything. And that's when you, and then when you look at paper pushers, you know, a piece of paper going from desk to desk to desk, and letters and numbers and scribbles marked on anything, which digital or not, or paper or not, people are slaves to dead things, and they're completely absorbed in a dead world of dead things ruled by it. And the whole time, they're consumers destroying Earth and destroying who they are, and destroying everything. And this is a reality. And people are starting to go, oh my God, we've got to stop this. But they don't understand that they are the problem, because they gave up responsibility. And that's because they lost connection with their senses. They're not using sense anymore. Because sense is true consciousness. Sense is direct experience. It goes back to this community immunity thing I was bringing up. Because the animal, the tree, the plant is you. It is us. And you would not harm anything that you empathize with, because that you are is sacred and precious. You know, so we go to the tree to eat its fruits. We don't go to the tree and obliterate the trees and knock it all down because we want to put a highway through it, or build skyscrapers out of it, or, you know, cut mountains open to build concrete dead things and build, you know, more highways and roads and dead cities, and, you know, and manufacture these things called cars and trains. You know, our bodies are built to do everything. We're so magnificent. We just gave it up. And we're now relying on prosthetics that represent all the aspects of the magnificence of what we've given up as a man. Man means full responsibility. We don't need to be dependent on anything or anyone. And a true free man is on the land, responsible for that land as a caretaker, has all the water, has all the food, has all the shelter. And that's our true freedom. And that's where it is. It doesn't exist anywhere else. You take a man from that land, you turn that man into a slave. Because you put that man under another man who tells you how to think, feel, and act about your life on that land. We're all on land right now. But we're lost in the storytelling of slave masters telling us how we should live on the land that they've claimed authority over.
And so they turn the word land into something other than the land. Of course, when they say law of the land, they don't actually mean land. They mean people. They mean their own creation, the law of their fictional creation. What fascinated me one day, I'm looking and I'm just studying words, because that seems to be all I do anymore, because I want to understand their terms, you know, their sigils and their spells, their spelling. One of the words I came across, etymology, utopia. And it turns out that this notion of utopia is one of those fallacies that are used, of course. Oh, you're looking for a utopian society when you talk about, you know, you don't want to be free and you want to be in nature, you want to have a community of like-minded people. Oh, that's utopia. It turns out utopia means one very simple thing. It means the middle of nowhere. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, what does that mean? That means you're not in a border, you're not in a city, you're not in a state, you're not in a country, you're not in a nation. You are actually in nature or in utopia. Topia is a topiary. It means that you're taking care of the grounds around you. It's a sense of responsibility. You can't have utopia and build a big old concrete jungle on top of the actual jungle. That's not utopia.
Exactly. It's designed, when they use constructs like that, it's actually a blatant form of ridicule and abuse on the man. So that's just utopia. And when we talk about true freedom and all that, that's just utopia. What they're really saying is, we are infected by doubt and uncertainty. We can't overcome it. So we can't be magnificent enough to recreate it right now in our lives. And that's what it's all about. We've been totally destroyed by an explained world that made us give up that uniqueness and originality that we really are. And that's what the inspiration of the Love for Life work is about us. We live to inspire other people to take that responsibility back. We don't need the government to live our lives because it doesn't exist. We don't need the law to live our lives because it doesn't exist. You see, what we do need is the living amongst us, because it's the living that gives us the air, that gives us the food, that gives us the shelter, that gives us everything for the living. We've got to extract the bullshit. Oops, sorry, I shouldn't use that word. We've got to extract the lies from our thinking that is nonsense and stop giving power to these things. Because while we think this nonsense, we are feeding it. So while we think in democracy, we're feeding the system. While we're feeding ideas of money or alternative money systems, we're thinking the system. But the system is not freedom. You see, if you go to a supermarket, you don't have freedom there. All you've got is choice. Choice is freedom, right? You don't have any freedom because you didn't create it. It's nothing unique to you. It's an explained reality where basically you're a toddler thrown into a sand pit, thrown with some plastic buckets and shovels and toys, and say, here, son, we're going to give you a world where you can make up your life out of it, but everything you're thinking is going to be explained to you, so you'll form this fake life out of what we provide you, that is the sand, to build your sandcastles and all that stuff. So we spend our whole lives sold out to a fake world, and never do we actually create who we really are.
Well,
so we don't know what it is to have full responsibility, mate, because we don't even know who we are to think that.
We've got to
break that assumption.
To be clear, and I really, really wish people could grasp this concept, because it's the most important aspect of, especially in this country, because we have this patriotic sort of religious zealot kind of thing going on, where they say this is the land of freedom. Well, land can't be freedom, folks. It's soil. It's not, it's not. There is no land. There's no soil in fiction. But what's important to understand for people is exactly what you just said. You have to know. You have to really, truly feel that freedom, when it's defined in this system, is actually defined by them, by the same system, as a franchise. It is the ability to participate in a franchise. The specific franchise is the franchise of voting. And with voting, you get this other, aspect of freedom. Dom being the dominion over the state of being free. It's literally defined as a franchise. So when we look and we see what voting is, we don't think about it. We say, oh, look, we have a choice. Kind of like we have that choice in the grocery store, although we don't seem to have a choice of over anything organic or not. But we have a choice between two, basically, going back into the Luciferian thing, we have two bloodline men. Let's take George Bush and John Kerry, two of the same blood, literally the 32nd and 34th great-grandson of Vlad the Impaler, according to the genealogical sites. And that is your quote-unquote choice. Now, do you have the choice to say, well, wait a minute, no, I don't want either of those? No. No, you see, you don't have a choice. You have a choice in the franchise of being free within the system, a slave that is turned into a fictional person. And you have the franchise of choosing between, but it's not, it's like a rat choosing between Swiss and Gouda in his cage.
There is a psyop program behind this, and the way it works, the way we've come to comprehend it, is that most people cannot get their head around mathematics and all that stuff. They find it very challenging. So you get a few people that master mathematics. Then, and so basically that's a form of discrimination, because basically everyone is trained, you have to compete in mathematics, which is commerce, or the commercial advertisement of their, they ask you to animate as the idea of the world they want you to live in. Now, on top of that, most people really don't like the idea of taking advantage of other people. They don't like the idea of abusing and using people. It's something, it's innate in us. They know that as well. So they use that to discriminate most people. So what we end up with is most people pass the buck. Say, listen, I want Joe Blow to come forward to represent me. I want Joe Blow to do this for me, because they themselves don't want to do it. And so it's very easy for a few people to control that and control all aspects of politics, control all aspects of religion, control all aspects of media.
Whoa! Sorry, that came in pretty hard. So yeah, I mean, it's a control of every form and function of the thought process. And it's, of course, that's all based on, like you said, on the language, where everybody was completely illiterate, had no possible use for the written language. And then all of a sudden, hey, look, we're all learning it. And we'll talk about that when we get back, why we're learning to spell, why we're learning to read the spells. We'll be back.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real,
alright, folks, we're back. We can change it. Welcome. Now, the problem, Arthur, is that we have all been spellbound. What does that mean? It means to be bound by, or as if by a spell, to be binded by words. This comes from the spelling, of course, of words, which is the action of reading letter by letter, forming words, etc. It's even called sometimes spelling someone down. The etymology of the word speller, S-P-L-E-L-L-E-R, comes circa 1200, according to the etymology dictionary, and it's another word for a preacher. Apparently in the same sense as a person who reads letter by letter. This brings us to, of course, the root word of spell, where we find that it's described as everything that... Well, let's see. Old English spell is a story, a saying, a tale, a history, a narrative, a fable, a discourse, a command. It's also a report, a discourse, tale, fable, myth. A set of words with supposed magical or occult powers, an incantation, a charm, any means or cause of enchantment. The term spell is generally used for magical procedures which cause harm or force people to do something against their will. It's also known as doctrine, a sermon, religious instruction or teaching, etc., etc., etc. Now, of course, to spellbind somebody is to bind by or as if by a spell. And all that is words, folks. Remember that. To spell is also defined as to work in the place of another, as in, well, our name is spelled and therefore it is defined. It also means, come from the Old English spellion, to take the place of, to be substitute for, or, ding, 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 to represent, to re-present, related to substitute, or to play. What do we do with our spelling of words? Well, we put words into sentences. Sentences. Well, we know what a sentence is. That's what happens when you go to court. You get sentenced to something. When you go to school, you get sentenced. You get sentenced to a degree of crime called a diploma or a grade. A grade is, of course, an alchemist term. Sentence is a doctrine, authoritative teaching, an authoritative pronouncement. It is also known as an opinion, a way of thinking, a judgment or decision. Most importantly, a judgment rendered by God or one in authority, which is basically, according to those who claim authority of God, the same thing, the magistrates that are the gods of the fiction. And so we have this thing here, that this word spell, that when we actually apply it, we understand it, how it's used in the education process and how it's used in the fiction, either nonfiction or fiction. It's designed literally to, as you say, create the nonsense that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the gods of the Bible actually are the landlords, land barons, aristocrats, because the Bible is out of the system. It's nothing. It's not natural. It's, again, that thing of the greatest lie and lie is the one closest to the truth. It's very easy to hide a lie amongst a lot of morally correct truths. If you don't write out the lie, you can be easily deceived into accepting everything as fact and as truth. But really, it's all nonsense because there's no direct experience. See, the idea, the thought, so for example, the thought of God is not God. That's just an idea about a God that someone's put into your head. That's not a direct experience of the Creator through our senses, through our direct, through our consciousness. So and when you look at, for example, if you look back at how all our ancestors were slaves, this is after they invaded all the tribes and decimated them and humiliated them and ritually brutalized them, all that sort of stuff they did and the tortures and the children were then brainwashed. They were under their masters. And so and this was overt back then. So we had an overt system. Everyone knew who their masters were. And then obviously the uprisings would occur and deaths would be all on all sides. And eventually the Freemasonic world had to come up with another way to try and deal with this. So they came up with these covert methods. And so hence came the Bible and all the other kind of psyop program books of holy books, because they all come out of the system. They're all written in ABC 123. It doesn't matter which alphabet language you draw on. It's all Freemasonic because none of them are natural. You can't go to hieroglyphics and talk to them as a life form in nature. There's no letter that exists that's natural in nature as a life form. So it's very easy to be deceived by the spells that give the impression that they are true and they represent something living amongst us, when actually there's nothing there that's living at all. Like Alice in Wonderland, Alice ain't there. Little Jimmy's there, but Alice ain't there. Same with God. God, you see, one of the things we've got to realize is every time we breathe out, we create water. And all our thoughts, our intentions, all our emotions or feelings are encoded in every breath. And as we release it, it adds to and expands the water of the dream of life. So we can actually sense each other while you and I are talking across the internet. Right now, we can actually sense each other's true intentions as well, and we can bypass this English talk spelling that we're doing with each other here, Clint. So if you can look at it this way through our senses. They've had to shut us down from these senses and get us lost in the nonsense, put us under these spells to accept their authority. So they use these psyop programs. For an example, if you can accept the constructs or the idea of a God sitting in heaven with his favorite son sitting by his side, looking over his heaven, ruled by archangels, the cherubs, you know, representing the God. If you can accept the hierarchies of those constructs, it's easy to become assimilating into accepting the constructs below, as above, so below. So you can accept the hierarchies of the representatives of this God in heaven. And what do you see before you is the church. Because what is the church? It's a hierarchical system. And if you go inside the guts of the church, it's just a system. That's all it is. And what you got is a slave race under the priests. And here in Australia, on this land we now call Australia, which doesn't exist, when they came and invaded these lands and decimated the tribes, they then carved up all the lands into parish lands and put a church in every parish and put a priest in every church to deal with all the original sinners. Because all the original sinners are all educated into this nonsense. That's where the original sinners started. But it's done through trauma, and that's where I'd like to get into the subject of this trauma. The land titles don't exist. The acres and lots and plots don't exist. The letters don't exist. The religion doesn't exist. The books, the Bibles don't exist. Nothing of this stuff exists. It's all make-believe. But because we're projecting it with the water of our breath, we give it power. And we influence each other with this power of our intent through the water of our breath. We actually create the apparitions. And you'll notice that all these apparitions that we use in all the holy religions that people align to, and even the modern New Age does it as well, these apparitions are not present with the presence of life like a tree or a cow or a mosquito. They don't exist. They may come and go. They sort of here and then they're gone. And it's only through the faith and the belief in these images of these spells that we give it power. Now, you can get 100, 200, 500 people together to give power to that image, and the image can come back and do wonders to all those believers. But it doesn't mean that the image is the one that healed them. It was them who gave the energy to it that did it. Mm. So it's very easy to deceive people under the image power of a Jesus to be a savior. But actually, it's the men and women who gave their love, their heart. Because, see, everybody dreams for truth. Everybody dreams for love. Everybody dreams to do no harm. Everybody dreams for the magnificence. But they've been sucked in by the lie into believing that a Jesus could do it. In fact, is we are doing it. We are creating it. And we affect each other. And we think that the miracles that we are creating is caused by something apart from us.
Yeah, but in fact,
we are the miracle. We are creating it.
This is the notion of the manifestation of God through our actions. It's not just going to happen if we pray for it. We're going to actually have to act, and that's the whole point. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back. Now, this brings up the subject, Arthur, of this concept of symbols, symbology, and how important the visual stimulation is, which is why you have, you know, you have this beautiful, wonderful art that was created by, you know, through the church, of course. People in religions have been presented with images and have been spoken to or preached. Spellers have preached to them about the Bible, but not actually telling them what the Bible actually says, because if they did, then there'd be no church, because the Bible's against the church. So the Columbia Electronic Encyclopedia, Columbia University, states the following: anthropomorphism, Having human form. In religion, it's a conception of divinity as being in human form or having human characteristics. Anthropomorphism also applies to the ascription of human forms or characteristic to the divine spirits of things, such as the winds and the rivers, events such as war and death, and abstractions such as love, beauty, strife, and hate. As used by students of religion and anthropology, the term is applied to certain systems of religious belief, usually polytheistic. Of course, that is sort of what the whole Constitution created, was a, in this country, was a polytheistic nation. Although some degree of anthropomorphism is characteristic of nearly all polytheistic religions, it is perhaps most widely associated with the Homeric gods and later the Greek religion. Anthropomorphic thought is said to have developed from three primary sources, which is animism, legend, and the need for visual presentation of the gods. And this concept is so important. The great Soviet encyclopedia in 1979 says a resemblance to man, the attribution of human psychological characteristics to objects and phenomenon of inanimate nature, celestial bodies, animals, etc. Native dogmatic anthropomorphization is a primitive ideology which is expressed in the endowment of inanimate objects with the ability to act, live, die, have experiences, and so forth. Now, this really, to me, considering that when we go to Webster's Dictionary, we see that the anthropomorphites were a certain sect in Christianity, actually, defined as an anthropomorphite is one who believes in a human form of the supreme being, a sect of ancient heretics called the anthropomorphites. But it seems to me that this is the very definition of the of every church today, where we have to anthropomorphize every little aspect of what is written in the Bible so that you can make people believe. What is that?
You just described black magic down to a T, mate.
Yes.
Well, that's all it is. It's just black magic. The thing, the going back to what I was just saying before about Jesus and that. See, Jesus is in third party, not in first party. But because man gave their power to the image of Jesus and have faith and belief in it, they empowered that image. But what they don't see is the Freemasonic world behind that image, who takes that power to provide the church that puts all the believers into the flock underneath this religion. So what you call a franchise, you know, and so that's all it is, because really what's happening here, they're using man's God-gift power of what we're gifted with to be co-creators of the dream of life, because we are creators. We truly do create, because we're the only ones that set thoughts into motion. And all thoughts are images. So we are gifted with this power. But we have been given the sensory form of images. And through the generations, we have desensitized our life from consciousness. So to the point that we are living dead to our senses. We can't sense anymore. So we have shrunk and shrunk and fallen into this man-made hell in present sense. Now, when we say present sense, that's all that exists, because the sun shines only here and now. Man's thoughts only occur here and now. Man needs to exist here and now to be able to think and feel thoughts of the past and the future. If we do not exist here and now, no thoughts of the past or the future could be thought or felt. You see, so we are the ones with the full responsibility for the dream of life. So where we go with our dreaming, so goes the whole of the dream of life. So if we are hijacked with our dreaming to create a fantasy, well, you're going to see that fantasy played out as the evidence in real life. You only have to stick your head out the window anywhere to see the devastation of the fantasy being performed by everybody under this anthropomorphic thing that you called it as a dead world, because that's black magic. How much harm do we have to do to Earth and to man before the penny drops to everybody to realize we are the ones responsible?
You know, another word for that, actually, defined anthropomorphism, is just another word, folks, for personification. So
what you were saying there is that we're
literally the same way that we breathe life into the fiction. We inhabit the Pinocchio doll so that it comes to life, and we conduct commerce. We've turned Jesus into the same thing. We've turned the notion of Christ, which means anointed, basically. We've turned the notion of God, and we've literally breathed the life of artificiality into the notion of a humanistic God, and therefore, as you say, what does the church say? It says, I'm the replacement. I'm the Antichrist. I'm the replacement of Christ. Therefore,
exactly.
You must follow me. And we have, so the only reason that happens is because we literally personify God and Christ as man instead of ourselves.
Well, it's the duality construct, you see, because we've accepted the duality of a hierarchy as above. We've accepted the hierarchy as a below, but we haven't been smart enough to rout out the lie of this thing, to see how this deception works. See, that the whole idea of a church is to trap man in the system of the church so that the priests who are behind it, the Freemasonic priests behind it, can control the flock. And that's what you call usury. Not, usury has got nothing to do with money. It's use, you, R, Y. R is the shape. I won't go too much into this, but R is the shape of one of the snakes in Egypt. It's the asp, the capital R. And we saw this in court. When we were involved in some of the early court cases, and we saw these barristers talking to a judge in old English law, and he went, Your Honor! and we try to work out, what's actually saying? And then we got it. Oh, my God. He's saying to the judge, please asphyxiate my client. Please paralyze my client. And this is the codes that they use. And we got to see it clearly, our senses. We got shivers in our skin. We got, And that's when the penny was dropping about this Orwellian doublespeak and triplespeak that they use behind the codes. Once, they don't teach you the meaning of the letters at school. They only teach you the meaning of the words that are formed out of these letters. And they don't even teach you the phonetics of the meaning of the words. They only teach you the general sheeple versions of the program that you put into the disc of the robot to perform the constructs, you know, of your programmed life. That's all you know. Unless, like someone like you and people like us step outside of that nonsense and we start using our senses and start making sense of what we're looking at that's nonsense. And that's how we pull away the curtains to see the master puppeteers pulling at the strings of belief of all the believers. Because we're stripping them naked. And this brings up another thing about, we've created a series called Darkness Visible, parts 1 to parts 5, for your listeners to go and have a look at. And, it's on the website. You'll find it. And we go right into this subject in great detail to show that commerce actually is a commercial. It's the commercial of usury. But not usury as in interest, because there is no interest. Interest doesn't exist. Money doesn't exist. There's no money. There's no banks. There's no commerce. There's no economy. None of this exists. It's just man performing dead things, believing that it does exist. But it doesn't. So what you really do see is the priests behind the church are using the manpower of all their slaves under the faith of the Bible to make them do what they want with their labor, with their slave labor.
You know, it's funny. When I was doing the research to on the notion of existence, if you go into some of the older dictionaries, you'll see that the word lie, L-I-E, actually means to exist or to subsist. So things lie in grant or lie in deed. They lie. So the word lie literally means to exist. That is the ultimate, if you want to talk about the notion of the devil or Satan, which simply means the adversary of life or the adversary of man, that's all you need to know, is that the lie is, you know, everything that's fictional, that is a representation but not, you know, the form but not the substance, that is the existence that they recognize, the opposite, the anti-Christ.
Yeah. It's a duality construct, exactly. In the middle of the word belief is the word lie. In the middle of the word lie is I, and I is the greatest lie and liar of all.
All right, we got one more segment. When we get back, I want to talk. We'll be careful because you're in one of those places where certain things cannot be said due to hate speech. But I want to talk about your current trials and tribulations going on there with. Well, you know what I'm talking about. We'll be back.
Yeah, stay close.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full-body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Head now.
Alright, folks, we are back. Special announcement. First of all, I want to say thanks very much to RBN's very special Dan, who runs the boards, and it's going to be his birthday on Thursday. So everybody, well, in your minds, you can all sing happy birthday. Although it kind of bothers me nowadays to the concept of a birthday being birthed into the birth matrix, the birth certificate. I almost feel guilty wishing people a happy birthday. Yeah,
well, exactly. That's how we age, Clint.
How we age?
That's how we age. That's how we shut down. That's how we shut down our cells and everything. We're telling us to age. It's the constructs of time and space is what's made men go from being eternal to a finite, lineal thing that's now almost dying. You know, we've got children now dying at the age of 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. It won't be long before we'll be extinct if we don't turn this thing around. That's what we don't worship birthdays. We don't worship Easters and Christmas days, none of this stuff anymore, because it's part of the spiritual suicide of man's fallen state.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. It does create sort of a false paradigm, doesn't it? So tell me what's going on. You're being, what is that, a phone?
Yeah, just hang on a second. I got to turn it off. Just hang on. Sorry.
It's a real catchy tune.
Yeah, it's a cordless phone in the office where I've got the Skype. Look, just to quickly, to lead you into this thing that you're bringing up there with this actions in one of the courts here, is that if you look at letters and words and things, they don't have the force of life. They don't have free will or consciousness to set their own image into motion. There's nothing there. So what is it that makes man compelled to form the power of ABC 123 and create a make-believe world out of all the combinations that we mix up that become this language that we use? Now, because we know ABC can't do it, so there's no force of life behind it. So what is it that does it? And in our 10 years of doing this work, and a very intense work we've been doing, we got to see that it was the ritual sacrifice of that they captured the trauma and the bloodletting and the blood libel and what they call the Passover, because it's the Passover of the consciousness of their victims into the blood that they took from their victims, and they made the letters out of these things, and they sang songs, so that in training man, to educate man into these letters, man animated, we gave power to the emotion, to the trauma. And so that's why we unnaturally experience emotion. We experience doubt and uncertainty. We experience fear and all the other destructive emotions. When you receive the official letter in the mail, when you see the flashing lights of a police car, when you recognize that the authority of a government official. If you look carefully at Darkness Visible Part 5 that you'll find on our website, you'll see many pictures that we put up where the victims are pierced in many places while they're standing up. Most of these pictures are standing up. Their bodies are pierced and the blood's pouring out of them. You'll see that there's a mob around them to give you the feeling of hopelessness, powerlessness, emptiness, etc., etc. There's all kinds of emotions involved. And all that distraught trauma that destroys the sacrifice of these children, because they are murdering many children, mate. There's millions being murdered over the years. Many adults are being murdered for this, because the only way they can pull it off is to continue the murder and to trap the trauma in the bloodletting and continue feeding it into the water of man's breath, because that's what the water is. It's the consciousness, the dream of life is man's breath. And we empower it. We electromagnetically amplify it with our intent. So when we experience letters, we're experiencing the sacrifice of a child. When we, in a court case, we're experiencing the sacrifice of many children. When we experience government actions and political actions like 9/11 and all that sort of stuff, we're experiencing ritual slaughter in great numbers here. There is nothing in the system that has nothing, that does not have anything to do with ritual slaughter of children and animals and adults. It is all sacrificing of man. Without that emotion, we cannot experience that emotion because it doesn't come from nature. Nature does not teach us this emotion. There's nothing natural about it. Nowhere in nature will teach you fear. If we are brought up in nature with that, put it this way, if innocent children, millions of us, were brought up in nature without another man explaining anything to us about the system, meaning that we were not exposed to the system, nor were we exposed to anyone who was exposed to the system, we would not have any concept of the emotion that we experience in the system, because it is the emotion that compels us to perform, that keeps us locked in the prisons of the fear that comes from this trauma. Because the sacrifice of these children is the sacrifice of who we are when we accept money, when we accept currency, when we accept the law, when we accept their government, when we accept anything, including the New World Order. It is the death of our brothers and sisters that we are experiencing in our bodies, because that is actually what's going on. It's the only thing that's real, because there's nothing else real behind letters, nothing real behind television, nothing real behind media, nothing real behind Fox News. There's nothing real about government, law, nothing, mate. It's all fake. The only thing that's real is the horror of what we support in the destruction of our brothers and sisters and the murder. This you'll see in Darkness Visible in the series. It's clear, it's daylight. And this is what's upsetting a lot of Freemasons, because we've exposed it now. And we've brought it right into plain sight. That's why we called it Darkness Visible. And now it's a matter of how far we can spread it. And that's why I took the opportunity to come on here and talk with you as another brother, because really, we got to stop this. We have to stop this madness.
I'll tell you what, we are, I agree wholeheartedly. We are running out of time. I got one more question for you. Before I do, say the name of that series of things that you've wrote, the website again.
It's called Darkness Visible. And if you go to the loveforlife.com.au website, loveforlife.com.au, or just search for Darkness Visible, Love for Life, Arthur Kristen, Fiona Kristen. And there's no H in our surname, Kristen. It's C-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. You'll find it. If you wanted to put it up on your website, and if you want to go to our Facebook wall, which is facebook.com Arthur Kristen, you'll find it in there. You can email us at action, A-C-T-I-O-N, at loveforlife.com.au. We're happy to send you the links. Including our sequential order of articles and videos and discussions, and sit there and scrutinize. What we say to people, belief is not proof of fact, because belief is all spellbound nonsense. What we got to do is use our brain like a blowtorch of scrutiny and put everything up to the test of scrutiny, particularly belief systems. And what you find, none of them will stack up. Now, what we say, we go where truth takes us. We don't own the truth. We just go where the logic of truth takes us, the logic of sense takes us. If we do that, we start to dismantle the whole system before our eyes. And in doing that, you come to see before you the horror of really what the system is all about. It's all just the brutality of what's been done to our brothers and sisters that we experience as the emotions in our bodies unnaturally. And that's what they've done again. They started this in Egypt, and it's been passed on ever since. And this has always been the secret they've kept. And the remedy to it is to get out of the system, to withdraw completely. Not to fight it. You don't fight their governments. You don't fight their laws. As just a quiet, peaceful mass exodus out of the system, where we start growing food with each other again, where we start learning to see life as a gift on a do-no-harm path, where we start to share the abundance of the food that we produce together, and we can raise each other up out of this hell, out of this trauma, through the love, from the magnificence of each other, as we overcome the doubt and uncertainty of our true power. We are the power. No one can save us from this.
You know, and we're the only ones, you know, my question, we're the only ones that it seems to me maybe our generations are a bit lost. Maybe there's not much hope for what you just said, but there is hope if we can do what you said in at least a small minority and start teaching and allowing children to grow up in this innocence, because I think it's the future generations that are really our only hope, and we better damn well start living for them, because we've already wasted our own lives.
Well, not only that, the consequences are so big that if we do not wake up our brothers and sisters amongst us here and now in this life, most of them will not be around, because they've forgotten who they are, and they've actually created their own spiritual suicide. We've actually got to stop that.
Well, and with this technology that's just now so prevalent and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, now is the time. It's, you know, in a little while, it's going to be too late if we don't overcome this notion of artificiality, technology, yeah. that is. But anyway, I still keep using it for good as long as you can. But thanks, Arthur. I appreciate it so much. Right. Loveforlife.com.au. We'll have you back sometime.
Yeah. Thanks, we'll be happy to come back, man. We're happy to come back and answer some more on this if you want.
All righty. Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye, everyone.
With financial uncertainty.